This evening, the first of our special BBC Dance Season programmes, in which we're focusing on some of the famous dance venues of the 30s and 40s. And this evening, it's the Savoy Hotel. To most people, the Savoy and Carol Givens are synonymous, and rightly so. With this signature tune and his quite distinctive piano style, Carol was the Savoy to dancers and radio listeners, directing as he did the Savoy Hotel Orpheums. But Carol and the Savoy go back to the 20s, 1924, when he came to Britain from America and began recording with the old Savoy Orpheums when they were directed by De Bruys Summers and later Raymond Newton. And then in 1927, when he took over leadership of the band. Savoy Orpheum's counterpart was the Savoy Havana Band, led first by American Bert Walton and then by British violinist Reginald Batten. Side by side, the Savoy Havana and Orpheum's bands continued until the end of 1927, when there was a change of policy. Both orchestras left the Savoy, went on short tours, and then disbanded. Carol returned to America for a while for film work, and into the Savoy came the controversial, more jazz-inclined orchestra of Fred Elizalde. It was to give Al Boley his first recorded opportunities in Britain. In 1931, Carol Givens returned from America and set about forming a new orchestra in association with saxophonist Howard Jacobs, and many of the players they selected were to stay with the orchestra for many, many years. To introduce the new orchestra to the public, a special record was cut, compared by Norman Long. Thank you.
Allow me to present to you on this Columbia record, London's great new dance orchestra, the Savoy Hotel Orpheans, a name familiar to millions of gramophone or radio enthusiasts throughout the world, and now representing a sparkling new combination of the cleverest of dance musicians. Meet some of them. First, there's Howard Jacobs, who can with all confidence claim to be Europe's greatest saxophonist. He has come over from Claridge's Hotel specially to lead the Savoy Orpheans. Just listen to this golden tone saxophone. And here is Carol Gibbons, just back in London after his triumphs in Hollywood. Carol is an absolute master of dance rhythm on the piano and was recalled by cable to help make the Savoy Hotel Orpheans the rage of the season, which they are already acclaimed to be. And now Rudy Starita, who is nightly fascinating dancers at the Savoy with his magic on the xylophone. Rudy could almost guarantee to make the whole world dance. And here is another star instrumentalist, Hugo Rignold, whose alluring playing on the violin is one of the irresistible attractions of this band. He is joined by the famous Bert Thomas on his guitar. I only wish that time and opportunity were available to introduce you to the others of these young dance wizards. The Savoy Hotel have spared no expense to secure the finest musicians for their band. And you will have their wonderful dance records on Columbia, and only on Columbia. Look out for them, for they will create a bigger sensation than anything you have yet known.
Formation of the new Orpheans, the Savoy was once again inaugurating a two-band policy, because already in residence, as it were, in their colourful satin finery, were the musicians of Giraldo's Gaucho Tango Orchestra. Giraldo's Gauchos proved to be very popular indeed, but in the course of time, eventually, Jerry changed the style to a more regular dance band that went on to become one of the most popular British bands during and after World War II. But that's another story. In those years of the 30s, this is how the band sounded with vocalist Cyril Grantham.
The leaves are brown, came tumbling down, remember, in September, in the rain. The sun went out, just like a dying ember, that September, in the rain. To every word of love, I heard you whisper. The raindrops seem to play a sweet refrain. Though spring is here, to me it's still September. That September in the rain.
Very clearly my first visit to the Savoy. I turned off the Strand into that little street, the only one I think in London where you drive on the right. And then when I walked into the hotel, I imagined what it must have been like when Carol Gibbons was there. For the reality, well, who better to tell us than Carol's wife, Joan?
When you walked into Savoy and you were in the front hall there, you could faintly hear the band playing in the distance. And as you walked down the stairs towards the restaurant, it got louder and louder, and then you eventually arrived at the restaurant, and there it was. And it was Carol sitting his white grand piano on the stage, and the other side of the stage would be another pianist. It might be Ian Stewart, or when he left, Sid Wright. And it was very lively.
Thank you. gone straight to far from home. Incidentally, I set my spies on you. I'm checking on all you do from A to Z. So, darling, just be wise. Keep your eyes on me.
What was the atmosphere like in that restaurant?
Oh, it was it was a large restaurant, of course. It was a large, very well-sprung floor. It was very colourful, of course, because everybody had to be formally dressed.
Mm-hmm.
So the women would wear long dresses. And the men had to wear at least dinner jackets. It was very, very lively scene because the floor was always full and people dancing round and round. The waiters rushing around, you know, serving everybody.
Mm. You come into Carol's story, what, just in the war?
Yes, during the war I went there, yes, because I remember the bombs.
You were telling me something about one of the walls.
Oh, one of the walls in the lower part of the restaurant was covered in mirror. Mm. And bombs always seemed to be dropping on the embankment by the river. And this night I was there with somebody. And one bomb dropped, and of course the whole mirror shattered. And I turned around, and everybody was on the floor under the tables. The waiters were on the tables, the guests were under the tables. The band was still playing, actually.
I can believe it. Song of the mid-war years, Jingle Jangle Jingle, with Carol himself singing the vocal chorus. Now, in addition to Carol, up until, what, I think 1940, Giraldo had been there. And then, after Giraldo, came, what, Roberto Inglis?
Yes, I don't know what there was in between, because Roberto Inglis was there when I first started going to the Savoy.
Mm-hmm.
He had a marvellous band.
I heard a story once of how Carol and Roberto used to take over from each other.
They did, yes, without stopping. Well, Carol might be playing and Roberto would come in. And without stopping playing, Carol would gradually slide off the stool and Roberto would sit on it, you know, and you wouldn't really notice any break in the music at all. They did this. It was quite fascinating, actually.
You mentioned Francisco Cavez.
Oh, Frank. Well, he was an accordionist, a lovely man, and he led his Latin American band when Bob Inglés left for, what was it, Brazil, South America?
South America, let's say, yes.
And Frank came in very quickly because Bob left very quickly to go abroad, and Frank came in, auditioned in the morning, and went into the Savoy at night, and he stayed there for years.
Francisco Cavez and his Latin American orchestra. Joan, I remember talking to Ethel Levy years ago. You know that she was at the Savoy forever and probably knew more about its history than anyone. And I remember her telling me that at some stage, Carol was appointed the hotel's director of entertainment.
Yes, I think one of the Miles Thornwall, Thorny Pops we used to call him, thought Carol might like a rest, so he made him director of entertainment. He was responsible for all the cabarets and things like that. Mm-hmm. But Carol didn't like that. He liked his audience. He liked to play and he loved being in the restaurant. So he went back very soon.
This is where we look back once again on those years when Carol Gibbons of the Savoy Hotel Orpheums played their elegant and sophisticated music in that colourful restaurant. In these brief recollections, my thanks to Joan, Carol's wife, for her memories. All too brief, of course, and no chance to mention by name all the musicians and singers who performed the music. Great talents like Van Phillips in the 20s, later Paul Fenlay, Laurie Payne, Harry Jacobson, George Mellacrino, Reg Leopold and Eric Sidde, many, many more. And the singers, Harry Bentley, Jack Plant, Al Boley, Brian Lawrence, and from later years, Leslie Douglas, Eric Whitley, Edna Kay, Paul Carpenter, Julie Dawn, Rita Williams. But the lady that everyone remembers with great affection, I think, is Ann Lenner. And this, I know, is one of her very, very favourite songs.
My love, the tired old moon is descending. Good night, my love, my moment with you now is ending. It was so heavenly holding you close. It will be heavenly to hold you again. The stars above have promised to meet us tomorrow. Till then, my love, how dreary the new day will seem. Oh, for the present year will have to pass. Sleep tight, my love. Good night.
Gibbons, the Savoy Hotel Orpheums, and Ann Lenner.